The indications are that Scarfo was looking to move up the fortune list. He started routinely making lengthy visits to Fort Lauderdale. In 1985, he set up his southern operations on Northeast 47th Street, near the Intracoastal Waterway, in a two-story Spanish-style house with an iron gate out front. He put up a sign on the front wall that named the place Casablanca South. The yacht, docked out back, was also called Casablanca, but there was a smaller postscript painted below the name. "Usual suspects," it said, a wry reference to the police inspector's instruction in the famed Bogart movie. "Round up all the usual suspects." "It's a funny thing about the house and boat," Detective Drago says. "Scarfo didn't own them. Investigators are still trying to learn how he came to control them." "Nicky liked the house and the boat," Drago says, "so he took them. When little Nicky wants something, he just takes it. You don't argue." By all estimates of law enforcement authorities, Scarfo wanted to take Broward County, or at least part of it. Florida had an upcoming referendum on casino gambling, and investigators believe that Scarfo was preparing to direct organized crime's interests if casinos came to pass.
End of Disc 1.